Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Little Town That Did by Jackie Wilson Goddard, Kansas, USA. On October 13th, 2007, my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 rectal cancer. It was also in his groin lymph nodes. Although not one doctor mentioned the odds of survival, through the internet, I learned the prognosis was a grim 8%. Rick never asked. The treatment plan included 6 weeks of daily radiation, supplemented by chemotherapy by pump, followed by 6 weeks of recovery, then surgery, then another 6 weeks of recovery, and finally 6 months of weekly chemotherapy. Our 200-person rural town is 90 miles from the cancer center. Rick wanted to continue working as the custodian at the elementary school, so we scheduled the treatments for late afternoon. His sister and a friend offered to drive if I had to work or just needed a break. The school children were heartsick. One boy added Rick to his nightly prayers. Another informed his mother, "My janitor is sick." When she explained the doctors were doing everything to make him better, the boy replied, "I know. I just don't want him to be sick." The children voluntarily gave up recess to do small jobs to help. Rick's co-workers were equally supportive. None of Rick's treatment went according to plan. Twice, radiation caused skin burns, and the treatments were suspended until he healed. The surgery, 270 miles away, finally took place 5 months later. Due to complications, a second surgery, and setbacks, his 10-day hospital stay became 3 months. One neighbor kept our dogs for 5 weeks. Another took the next 9. Another came twice weekly to tend the cat and plants. Others mowed the lawn. Rick regularly received large envelopes of cards from the children. Calls and cards from family and friends were sometimes the only bright spot among all the discouragement. One friend drove 180 miles just to stop and see how we were. Rick's co-workers donated their vacation and sick time so he received his full wages. Family and friends took up a collection to cover my expenses and lodging. Each act, large or small, enveloped us in a warm blanket of love that we were determined to return in kind. For 3 glorious weeks after Rick came home, we believed he would recover. Then a CT scan revealed another large mass in his abdomen and a small one in his lung. In a matter of days, Rick's condition deteriorated drastically, and our family doctor said the remaining time was only a matter of weeks. The hospice program provided equipment, fantastic nursing, and emotional support. The $600 ambulance fee to bring Rick home was waived by the county commissioners. The school board put Rick on temporary leave to retain his employee status. Food was delivered daily. Family members stayed with Rick when I had to work. The hospital administrator volunteered to sit with Rick one afternoon when everyone's schedules conflicted. 10 months after his diagnosis, Rick passed away quietly at our home in the arms of an entire town.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.